into our Thursday talk route. April 4th edition, a beautiful morning, sunshine, 26 degrees. Time to talk with our favorite historian like we do every Thursday, Jana Gageland, stopping by, talking Wapton history. Good morning, young
lady. Good morning to you. And everyone else.
And everyone else. Yep. We're doing front page news today, and I love this.
Yeah, it's a little potpourri of this and that.
You do. You dig, and you have such good luck with the stories that that you come up with. So what are we talking about here?
Well, we're going to first start out with the fact that March was National History Month for women, women in history. And so in the later editions of the Globe, there was the fact that we had three women for the first time in history in Wahpeton to serve as election board judges. First time ever.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And it was in the third ward, so I thought that was notable because we didn't talk at all about history, you know, women's history. So there we go.
All right.
That's our lead.
Got that covered.
Yes. And then we find that the price of gasoline was 18 cents. A gallon in 1924.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 18 cents. And it varied between Breckenridge and Wahpeton, of course, back and forth. But the last quote of this says, "Maybe after all," one gas buyer said yesterday, "we'll see the day when a dollar will buy 5 gallons of gas and a quart of oil." I'm like, really?
Yeah, pretty prophetic, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we've been talking bank robberies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we're going to have another gang of people who come in and they're going to rob and take cars, vehicles. Because in the 20s, you know, vehicles were getting to be pretty popular. So thieves would come and they would break into people's garages and steal the cars right out of the garage.
Car thieves.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. So we had a 5-passenger, 6-cylinder Buick that was stolen from the garage of Joseph Patterson. He was the president of the Wahpeton National Bank. They said they had the transmission locked, but still the thieves got away with it, and he had only had it for a couple of days. Yeah, and it wasn't insured against theft.
Do you ever get it back? Did they
well,
say that?
That's more of the story.
Okay, okay.
Yes, so we had a shooting in Aberdeen. I need to check into Aberdeen. There's just kind of a lot there. A
lot of malfeasance going on there.
Yeah, well, yeah. They found a Buick automobile that was from Wahpeton, and it was Joseph Patterson. So we have two gangs of auto thieves operating out of Aberdeen. And a couple of them were from Chicago. And they confessed that they were in Minneapolis and had come here and stolen a couple of vehicles. And they also stole A. Stern. His first name is, letter was A. And they stole his from his garage too. But they started down the Minnesota side and got as far as Wheaton and then burned it up. So he lost his car. They set it on fire. And these guys were sentenced to Stillwater Prison in Minnesota for their thievery.
They must have been pretty good, though, because I would imagine, you know, getting a car out of a garage, those kind of cars, it wasn't a quiet ordeal.
No. The thing is, many of those garages were unattached. And so they
were
in the back of the property. So, you know, you wouldn't really hear as much as you would if it was alongside of your house.
Sure.
Like today. Well, we had another one that I'm going to throw out here. And these are four individuals. One was from Los Angeles. One was from Frazee, Minnesota. Another one from Nebraska. And another one of those individuals was from the Barney Morton area. He'd lived there years before.
Mm-hmm.
And left. But they tried to steal the vehicle of the deputy sheriff in Morton.
Not a good move.
No, no. So he heard people prowling around, so he went out to investigate and arrested all four of them. One guy arrests all four of them. And they explained that they were simply borrowing the car.
Yeah, of course. Yep.
The name of the guy that was from the Morton Barney area, his last name was Malarkey. I'm like,
what are the odds?
Yeah.
What are the odds?
I know. Oh, gosh. That was a laugher for sure.
That is definitely a laugher.
All right. So then towards the very end of 1924, we had a car garage that went up in flames. And it was a dealership, and they had a lot of new vehicles coming in. They were on the corner of 7th Street and Dakota Avenue, probably, I want to say, maybe maybe where the old M&H gas station.
Oh, sure.
In that area.
Okay.
Okay, so they had a fire that started in the garage area. And in the front where the showroom was, they had about 8 new cars. But in the back, they had about, I don't know, a couple dozen that they were working on.
Mm-hmm.
And they all burned up.
Oh, man.
Fire. So they lost approximately 30 to 32 new cars. Can you imagine the smoke and the noise and everything from cars exploding? And,
no.
Yeah. So their losses were pretty close to $32,000. You know, that's a lot in 1924.
Back then, yeah.
Yeah. And there were the people who lost theirs, you know, too. And what could you do? You just stand by and they go up in smoke.
Between fire and thieves.
Yeah.
Not a good time for cars.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Well, let's move on here to Bill Brown. Remember him from the gas station?
Absolutely.
See, it all kind of connects.
Sure.
So he was an avid hunter. He would a sportsman who would love to hunt game, you know, birds and, you know, deer or whatever.
Sure.
So he got a letter in the mail. And it seems like everybody kind of knew that he was really good at what he was doing there. So he got a letter in the mail from two pitchers from the Brooklyn Braves, I think they were at that time, you know, baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sent a letter to him saying, we want to come there sometime and go hunting with you. And so one of the guys was Dazzy Vance. Dazzy Vance was... he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1955, and he had the most strikeouts of anyone. He was very, very, you know, his fastball was just top of the line. And then Burley Grime. Burley Grime. Well, of course, these are nicknames, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But he was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1964.
Okay.
But his claim to fame is that he was the last pitcher officially permitted to throw the spitball.
Really?
That's what it said.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, my. Okay, so they were going to go hunting with our local Bill Brown. Getting out there.
How cool is that?
I know.
Yeah, you know what you're doing. We want to go hunting with you.
Yeah, that doesn't happen every day.
No.
All right. Well, we still have, you know, illegal alcohol being made. And
goings on, yeah.
Yeah, so our sheriffs went to Great Bend, and they visited a dance that was going on there. And they searched about 50 automobiles that day. That evening for liquor, and they found one. They were ready to arrest him when, here's what it says, when suddenly he danced away in the moonlight with the nimbleness that would have put Ted Shaw to shame. Deputy
That's
Sheriff
beautiful.
Swenson danced after him, but lost a good foot race. Seeing he was beaten in the sprint, he fired a couple shots in the air. The dancer then put on some speed, and darkness swallowed him up.
Wow. What a great story. I love that.
So later on, it says that since they were trying to do this kind of an investigation, they invested in running suits. Yep. And then they planned to attend more dances and keep the smokers off of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And
check for alcohol in the vehicles.
Yep. But you are going to wear your running suit.
Or wear your running suit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How about this one? 513 skunks were stolen from a farm.
A skunk farm?
A fur farm. But it was skunks.
Ooh.
Black ones.
All right.
That pelt was more valuable than the regular kind of a black and white one. So the robbery took place around Great Bend and around Fergus Falls, but Warner, the owner of it, was from Great Bend.
Okay.
So that's the connection that we make there. But they were raising skunks, and then they were selling them for their fur. They smoked out the skunks so that they would come out of their, you know, burrows, and then captured them. And they must have known what they're doing, pretty experienced about it, because they wore gas masks. And so we were alerted.
Kind of a stinky affair, I would
imagine. We were alerted here that we should probably, you know, be on the lookout for somebody with a lot of skunks. A lot of skunks.
Skunk thieves.
Yep. So that would be, then that was a very valuable situation. I mean, that was a big investment, and it would be a lot of money recouped from just selling them, you know. So we went from stealing cars to skunks.
To skunks.
Okay, I got one more.
Yeah.
All right, this is a sheep herder from Montana, and he took some sheep to Minneapolis to be sold. They were the black face. What's that? Must be a certain kind that is good. I don't know. But he dropped them off in Minneapolis, but then the next morning he woke up on the Great Northern Railway that came through here on one of the freight trucks, trains. Mm-hmm. And he said, I was made a fool of. I wish you'd lock me up. So the sheriff locked him up.
Be careful what you wish for.
So then he sat in jail. Someone stole the $700, gave him something to drink, and he didn't know what it was. And he just remembered that was it.
So that was it.
He spent the night in the jail. And then the next morning, he was given breakfast with ham and eggs. And he went off on his way. And if you ever catch him, you know,
right.
K-E-T, with your outfit.
Oh, you know,
he was like, yeah. So then he sat back and rolled a cigarette and talked to the sheriff for a while.
Unbelievable.
The patrolman. So, yeah,
go. What a great addition talking front page news today with Janet Gageland. Listen, you have a great week.
Yeah,
we'll rest of the week, and we'll talk in a couple weeks.
Yes,
okay?
We will.
Sounds good. It's 8:18 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
You want to feel important? You want to be part of something bigger? Something that matters and that you can help change things? You want to feel like you belong? We felt that way too. I'm Sergeant First Class Chris Urich from Glencoe, Minnesota, and that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Minnesota Army National Guard soldiers. We are people just like you, and together we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit nationalguard.com/MN to find out more. Sponsored by Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
April 13th is Jacob Azoo Cleanup Day from 8 till noon. Volunteers, please report to Gate 3. Bring rakes and gloves. All help is much appreciated. Jacob Azoo Cleanup Day, Saturday, April 13th from 8 a.m. till noon. Volunteers report to Gate 3 and bring rakes and gloves.
No one woke up this morning and thought,
I want to go Hagel.
At Quality Toyota, we don't do that. Our bottom line pricing means you get our best price the first time, every time. You'll even have that price before you talk to anyone, because that price is listed online at qualitytoyota.net and in the window of every vehicle. Simple, easy, stress-free. That's the quality difference. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls, qualitytoyota.net. Let's go places.
Extend the life of your equipment with the best warranty program and risk management tool in the agriculture industry. The Cenex Total Protection Plan covers new and used equipment. Receive up to 10 years or 10,000 hours of engine coverage when you use Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster premium diesel fuel and synthetic lubricants. With no deductible, the Cenex Total Protection Plan provides unmatched coverage to give you the power you need to keep your business running like a well-oiled machine.
Contact Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley for more information on Cenex premium diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
This is Kelly from Farm City Supply. If you're looking for liquid storage tanks,